It is 108. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Mr. Chad Hartman is off today. My name is Chris Seggert. I do the news over on Channel 5. Happy to be hanging out with you for a little bit. Truth be told, I prefer if I'm filling in over here to do this shift from 12 to 3 because it doesn't involve working until 6 because I get up at 3, my hair till 6. Last time I was here, the last couple times, my car was towed, got home about 8, get to get up at 3 again the next morning. It didn't work out real well.
Let's just say, be honest, you prefer me to Dan Cook, and I get that.
I like Dan Cook. Big Dan Cook fan, in fact. But
you don't have to say it.
I do like you, David Harrigan. Listen, David and I, we used to work together back over on the other side of town.
Sure did.
Over there back in the
day. One of us got fired. The other's still there.
One of us probably will soon.
Any day now.
And then we both have have that in common. So you didn't get fired, though.
Pretty much.
Oh.
Let go, fired, downsized.
There was a different term for it. I didn't mean to bring up something touchy.
Canned. Told you're no longer needed here.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're cutting open a vein on this one. My bad. Hey, let's talk about you're watching the Olympics. Everyone's watching. What's on right now?
We just had water polo. Now we've moved over.
Women's discus?
Little discus? Oh, no. Shot put.
Oh, shot put.
Yes.
See, now, the shot put gals aren't built like the shot put men. This lady, I would have assumed she was a discus thrower. But that's a dumb thing to assume. My daughter throws shot, and she's, you know, muscular. And
what are you saying about your daughter?
She's muscular and thinner like that. I said something offensive. I just assumed to look up and see the shot. I thought it was discus.
I mean, the woman they're showing, she's obviously very strong. You could say that.
Yeah.
But the guys, you're right. They are like
they're bigger
mountainous.
Dudes.
Yeah. And yes.
Yeah. That's all I was saying. And
yeah, keep digging the hole.
It's story of my life. Well intended, and then kind of got sidetracked there. It happens. I've been watching a lot of the basketball. I've been very interested in that. I work in the morning, so in the afternoons I can watch a lot of this stuff live. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. NBC does a great job with their coverage.
It's amazing. Every 2 years, I guess, since summer and winter.
Yeah,
it's unparalleled.
Well, and you watch sports that maybe you like the water polo we were just talking about. Like, what an insanely hard thing to do. I don't know if everybody realizes they're swimming the whole time. They're not standing.
They're not standing in the pool.
They are swimming.
I remember the last time, the Tokyo Olympics, when those rolled around, I guess 3 years ago and not four because of the COVID, and getting into water polo a little bit. And it feels like every time the Olympics roll around, summer or winter, there is a sport that for some reason grabs me.
Yeah.
Something I've never watched. I always watch the swimming.
Yep.
I always watch the track and field. Always watch the basketball. You know, those are kind of are the tent poles, right?
Yeah.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah.
But I remember Tokyo came around and I watched more water polo than I've ever watched.
You're like,
in my
life. Really into water polo.
And I'm still really into water polo.
Yeah. So that's
three
what I mean.
Years later. Between those years, nope.
No.
I don't care at all about water polo. I know nothing about water polo other than you got to throw the ball in the net.
But that's the beauty of it.
And stay floating.
Right.
That's helpful.
What about handball? Well, wait, you know the one I can't – well, you guys let me know. Are you guys watching the Olympics? If so, what are you enjoying the most? DeStylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. I don't get the three-on-three basketball thing
Because the U.S. is getting worked?
Yes.
What's going on?
We – decided a long time ago we were never going to lose the men's basketball, the regular basketball, not 3-on-3,
mm-hmm.
when we put all pros on the team.
Yes.
Like, we're not going to lose that.
92, let's go dream team and just keep it up.
We're not going to do that. I guess I don't understand why we've not adopted the same policy with the 3-on-3 team.
It seems weird that you use basically NBA washouts for the most part for the 3-on-3, right?
Yeah, and
whereas there are plenty of great NBA players
who just didn't make the Olympic team.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know why you wouldn't ask those guys unless they'd view that as a slight to them of, well, you don't want me to throw the 5-on-5, to heck with you.
Yeah.
But I'm sure
gold medal's a gold medal.
Yeah, I would think you could get a few bodies that can still really, really play.
So We tried the I was looking into this the other day with the 3-on-3 bit because I got text from some friends and like, what the hell's going on with the 3-on-3? Like, why are they doing it like this? You've got to be a sanctioned – in order to be an Olympian in 3-on-3, you have to play a certain amount of sanctioned 3-on-3 events.
Oh,
specifically.
Okay.
So it's not – because of that, that's clearly why they're using the players they have, because there's all kinds of like specific 3-on-3 leagues that happen around the country. So that's why we've got the guys who are playing who are playing.
That makes a little more sense.
I mean, it just still doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I guess it kind of does.
Thanks a lot, Olympic Committee.
Yeah, I don't.
Stealing our joy.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, we're going to dominate in everything. Let's go the medal count. Obviously, United States is up 95 total medals so far in Paris. People's Republic of China, second place at 70, although they've got more gold.
They were breaking it down last night, though, on NBC. The gold count specifically.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the guy's name who was, I mean, he had the board going, and he was breaking down all the events that the U.S. has left that they can still win gold versus the ones that China has left that they could still win gold.
It was like election night.
And who? Honestly, it was exactly like election night. Yeah. It was like all those guys on election night breaking down the electoral map. And by the end of it, I think the fellow went about 3 minutes without taking a breath. And Mike Tirico at the end of the, my goodness, this man's a genius.
Because he had like one of them interactive boards.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Sure.
He was writing stuff that you couldn't even read because he was going so fast and having to go this way and then that way. And but we're favored in this one, but China's favored in this one. And this they still could win a medal, but I don't think they'll win the medal.
It's his moment to shine.
It was
his moment to shine.
Between that and actually you talk about the sports that you didn't expect to get into.
Yeah.
And not that I watched any more than 5 minutes of it or whatever they showed last night, but what do they call it now? It used to be synchronized swimming. Artistic swimming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw some of that, too. I saw some of that, too.
Those gals, my goodness. I mean, they're doing this. The flips, they're throwing the gals out of the water from under the water.
Yeah.
They're all underwater. By the way, they're not wearing scuba suits. I don't know if you're aware of this, but like they do these holds.
Yep.
And I feel terrible for the gals on the bottom that just have to say, let's go. I would like to breathe again.
I'm about to die. Yeah, that is. And I think people don't appreciate the athleticism that it takes to be able to do a sport like that.
Yes.
That aerobic kind of work and strength and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The stylesfinancial.com talking text line. Got somebody likes to synchronize diving. Synchronized diving is cool. Any of that synchronization stuff it's insane to think of how many hours of practice it would take in order to be able to do that.
I mean, not just a great dive. You have to start there, but then, do it at the exact same time as your buddy next to you.
I did catch some of that the other day. Let's see. I love the Olympics. Best way to watch the Olympics is stream it on Peacock. I watch the replays of the track and field. No commercials and get to see it all.
That helps.
Makes sense. I have been watching a lot of track and field. Oh, look, Mick Jagger's there at the... There's old Mick.
Hi, Mick.
They're showing famous people right now. Somebody there, I don't know who that is.
That was one of the French swimmers.
How about that Snoop Dogg? How about that Snoop Dogg? There he is. I knew it. Just as I said his name, they popped him up there.
And then let me tell you about Trinity's father. His name is Dennis the Menace, so here's Trinity with the finish. Go ahead. Dip, dive, in and out. Now drop that. Let's go.
Calling Trinity Rodman's goal for the soccer squad last night.
They're putting him up there. They're putting him in the stands. He's next to family. I've heard some people complaining about this. I think it is brilliant television. It's absolutely brilliant television. Because he's funny.
He's funny. He's very likable.
Yeah.
And, again, watching last night at about 9:45, they could tell they were wrapped up for the night with the events. I was about to head to bed, and then they all of a sudden show. And coming up next in the studio, it's Snoop Dogg bringing us the highlight. Okay, you got me for another 15.
We do that in television. We try to keep you through the quarter hour. That's how that's called. So we want you viewing the television program all the way up to the top of the hour.
Yeah, and he gave me ping pong highlights.
Yes, he did.
That's the 165. We call that the backspin. You hit him with the twist on the wrist, and it's going to come back just like this. And see, he's short. He ain't tall enough. He ain't going to be able to reach over there. Back up. You can't reach that. Get out of here. Point that same hurts. Money going. I need that.
So it's funny. It's hilarious. I thought the Martha Stewart thing, just it's so weird. And I mean weird in just a funny, entertaining way, not a political way, now that we're using that word weird and
yes,
not to get weird, into that, creepy. Not to get into that whole bit. It's just really funny. They really do a good job with it. And I know it airs on a competition network from ours. But
I think people are aware.
NBC does a fantastic job with the Olympics. It's their deal.
Yeah, and it's your fault ABC doesn't have it.
Yeah, it really is.
Way to go,
it Eggert. Is. It is. It's totally my fault.
Maybe if you didn't talk about the shot putters like that.
I know. Both my kids are shot putters, so I've got they were at one point.
How does that work out?
Yeah.
Were either you or your wife track and field stars?
I was a runner.
Okay.
Believe it or not, the guy with one leg. I had both my legs back then.
You ran so hard.
I ran
you
hurdles.
Ran right out of the leg.
I ran hurdles. It was probably my best sport. I played basketball. I played football for a while. I played college basketball, but track was probably my better sport with hurdles.
Sprinter? Hurdles?
110s, no, we're not talking 110s
steeplechase?
No, 110s and 300s.
Why do we have to add the 10? Can you tell me that? Why is it not just 100 hurdles?
It is a good question. Maybe to get one more hurdle in there.
I feel like we had enough if we just go 100.
Yeah.
I don't like that. They
you, don't need the, you don't need the 110?
I mean, 300 is fine. You can end it right on that big round number. Yep. But 100, not good enough for us.
We're going to do 10 more. For you. We're going to do 10 more. I bet America decided to do that. Just no. You know what?
Right.
People's Republic of China can do 100. We're doing 110. That's how that's going to work. Medal count. France is right up there.
They've done very well.
They've got 52, which puts them in third place. Total medal count. Great Britain, I haven't seen them win anything, but they've apparently won something. They're at 51. Australia, 43. Japan, 32. Italy, Republic of Korea, Netherlands. Germany not doing very well. Germany used to be like the one to beat back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I guess it's
back when they were like, you know, Eastern Bloc kind of that whole thing. And where's Russia?
They're out. They're not invited.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Because the Ukrainian flags popped up.
Yeah.
Did you see that Ukrainian jumper? High jumper? So it's this gal.
I don't think I saw it.
Yeah, she was on a couple days ago, and it was crazy because they showed her in between her races, and she just was laying in a sleeping bag taking a nap. In between her races.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
And that pommel horse guy who was kind of sleeping in between the... Did you see that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I did.
That was funny. The memes have been funny, too.
They have.
Out of the Olympics.
Oh, social media in the Olympics.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, it's very good. It's very positive for the most part.
Yeah.
It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I hate to say it. I maybe used to be a hater about the Olympics. I'm pro-Olympics.
I've always been very pro-Olympics, and I'm kind of bummed that we only have a couple more nights of it.
I know. I'm glad, though, because then people can start flipping the channel back over to Channel 5 again.
Well, they can still hit you back.
They can still hit us for the news. They can still hit us for the news. That's right. That's right. So a funny thing happened at work today, and I want to share it with you guys because it gets into some really interesting questions about what do you do if your coworker or friend has something on their face or on their shirt, or do you point it out or do you let it ride and let them find it themselves?
Mm.
All right. So that's what happened. We'll get into it. Newstalk 830 WCCO. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. This is very much an audience participation segment. We're going to check everyone's scruples out there. So find out what you're all about. How do you handle a really awkward situation with somebody at work or in real life when they've got something hanging from their nose? It may or may not be a booger. You don't know, but you see it hanging on their nose. So I'm bringing this up. Oh, hi, Chris Eggert with Channel 5 here. For those of you just joining us, in for Chad Hartman. Chad would never bring up such lowbrow conversation here.
He'd go far lower.
He's far too great of a mind to get into this, but it happened this morning at work. So my partner, Megan Newquist, who I have done the morning news with for 10 plus years now, absolutely adore the lady. We're very candid with each other. We talk freely, speak very freely. Work wife type situation, sometime to a fault. one of us in this relationship feels that they can maybe push that edge a little bit more than I would push that edge. But that's fair. So this morning, we come in and we do our prep work for the newscast. And you're reading through scripts and you're looking over things and blah, 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 blah. We talk a little bit. We're talking as we're typing and talking to producers and reading things and writing. And I get up to go to the restroom. And I'm getting ready, putting the tie on, you know, making sure my don't have anything in my teeth or whatever. I look up in the mirror and there's a big blob of thing stuck right on the side of my nostril.
Mm.
Good, I mean, good size. Like, let's say Rice Krispie size.
Okay.
Nugget on the side of my nose. Not. I mean, I know what it looks like. It wasn't because I wear Breathe Right strips when I go to sleep at night.
Okay.
So there was Breathe Right strip residue on my nose. It wasn't the full thing.
So probably a sort of whitish color.
Again, like it definitely looked like it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that she and I saw each other, looked at each other several times over that course of the maybe 10 or 20 minutes that we were sitting there together. And didn't say anything to me about it.
Wow. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like we're not that close. I would have thought she would have said something. She's going to let me sit there with this presumed booger on my face for how long?
Do you think she would have said something before you went
had
on
had we air. Got on the air? Probably.
Would a producer have said something?
Probably. But
yet,
I don't know.
Yet they didn't in that time.
I don't know. What would you do? StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. I found myself in a very similar situation a couple weeks ago at a basketball tournament. We were out in Chicago. In fact, I was messaging with Adam Carter. He was out there the same weekend. And I was at a basketball tournament in the morning, and one of the moms of the other players on our team, nice lady, I visit her all the time, one of my favorites on the team, she had something on her nose.
Mm.
And it was like right there, big. And I sat there with her for 20 minutes. I didn't say anything.
And now you're going to rip your coworkers for doing the same thing?
I know.
Who are you?
I did not say anything. So one of the other parents came up and started talking to her. And within 30 seconds, he goes, oh, hey, you got something on your nose. And she wiped it off. That was the end of it.
It's no big deal.
But I watched her demeanor change.
Towards you?
No, towards him.
Oh.
She felt foolish about it. And it made her feel bad.
Hmm.
So what do you do? Because I've observed both ends of it now.
You probably have to, I guess, know your audience, know who you're speaking to.
Yeah.
Would you expect your wife to say something if you were heading out the door for work or whatever?
Yes. Would you?
Yes. Oh, my wife take no scruples about that.
Right.
Clean your nose.
But you guys have been married for how long now?
15 years.
Yeah, we've been married for almost 25. Yeah. So there's no. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226. Let's see. Always say something. Always in all caps. My daughter just told me this weekend, there's a bat in the cave. LOL. Thank goodness she told me. Bat in the cave is a polite way to say it. Got a booger in your nose. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now that I saw this woman's like whole demeanor change when the person pointed out the bat in the cave, I feel a little differently about it.
Always. Did her demeanor change just towards the person
she
who
just,
told
you could
her?
Tell she
or
felt,
towards you?
She just felt foolish.
It's nothing to feel foolish about,
well, she did.
I can say.
She did. I was just observing.
Okay. So you're happy you didn't say anything then?
I don't know.
You're happy that you can still be friends at the next basketball
tournament.
I don't know.
And I don't know that I knew her well enough where I was comfortable with telling her, hey, you got a bat in the cave. Whereas somebody you've worked with for like 10 years straight who tells you everything, I mean.
He doesn't tell you that you have something on your nose, apparently.
Yeah. Always tell someone, lipstick on the teeth, zipper down, crap in their teeth. Always say something.
It seems like the kind thing to do.
What do you do? This also happened. When I said I think I've got a problem with breathe right strips, because a couple weeks ago I was up in Grand Forks with my daughter, took her up to a basketball camp at UND, and
yeah, you were in the thick of it with basketball.
Yeah, we are.
Oh my!
Dropped her off, went about my business, came back, blah 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 blah. Was around the gym, around dozens of people all day long. 8 hours there, however long it was. Get home that night, go to get ready to go to bed, take off my shorts, and there's a breathe right strip stuck across my butt, right across like the back of my shorts.
Hey, Chris, you got to think I wear it there.
So I walked around all day in Grand Forks, all day with a breathe right strip on my behind.
So what I'm hearing you say is the people of North Dakota are jerks.
StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Years ago, a friend told me that if the person can't do something about it, tell them. If they can do something about it, tell them. If they can't, don't say anything. That's interesting. You can't do something about it.
I guess I don't know what would be in the category of can't do something about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Hey, you're missing your hair. You're bald.
Right. Well, I don't quite get that one. I appreciate the feedback. What do you do? Oh, not as bad. Not as bad as a kick me sign, Chris. That's one of the texts. That would have been across my butt.
Yeah. I guess that's fair.
What do you do if somebody has something on their pants?
I think you got to let them know.
Really?
I do.
Really?
I think so.
I feel like that's crossing a line.
If they've got a breathe right on their pants?
Not necessarily a breathe right. I'm saying like something else stuck on their pants.
Give me an example, Chris.
I mean, you can't tell. You don't know. But it looks
like a piece of tape?
Maybe you sat in something?
Sat on a piece of gum?
What if you didn't? And then you just, like, told this person they need to go change their pants.
I think you would want to let them know. I think that would be the courteous thing to do.
You would walk up to a complete stranger and say...
Oh, God, no.
Oh, you're...
No, I said other people should do it, not me. No. Heavens, no.
Okay, so you'd say something to your wife.
Sure. I would say something to any friend or coworker, I think.
If Chad had something stuck on his rear end... Would you tell him?
Yes, because I'd love to make fun of him for it.
Okay. What about a bat in the cave?
Yes, I'd tell him.
Okay. What about your boss? If he had something stuck on his rear end, would you say anything?
Depends how my last review went.
Okay. I'm just trying to find out what your boundaries are.
I mean, I guess I'd put myself in their position. If I had a piece of, let's say it's a piece of gum stuck to my rear end, I'd be very happy someone would tell me. Even if I can't go change my pants, at least I could do my best to get it off, and then I don't have, you know, gum stuck to my car seat later or something else that makes it even worse.
Right. What if you sat on a piece of chocolate or something?
That might be different.
It is, isn't it?
It was a color situation.
I think that gets into confusing territory.
Yeah.
But if you really want to know, you'd think that would be the thing you'd want to have pointed out. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah, you're wading into some territories I haven't considered now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Oh, this is a good one. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Have told some people, usually women, that I don't even know that their tag is up in their back on their shirt. Such as while standing in line, they seem appreciative. I've seen that happen. My wife just did that to some random teenage girl at the Blink 182 concert the other night.
I don't think I would tell a stranger.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of aggressive, isn't it? She goes, oh, no, it's fine. And I was like, what? I don't know that I'd tell somebody that.
I wouldn't. Maybe that's not as big of a deal.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah.
In my subconscious.
I don't know. That's quite a quandary, quite a thing. But anyway, either way, I need to work on my hygiene with my.
Yeah, could you look in the mirror before you leave the house next time?
With my breathe right strips. there's going to be controversy at the Minnesota State Fair this year. Controversy. Find out what it is. Still ahead. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. I forgot who sings that song. What a great song.
Zach Brown Band.
Zach Brown Band.
Yes.
Is Zach Brown going to be at the State Fair this year? I don't think so.
Yeah,
the Minnesota State Fair grandstand lineup, by the way, something for everyone every night of the week. It's always such a weird juxtaposition of bands that are up there for the run. You think like Motley Crue one night.
We'll get a hip hop act. We'll get the
Turtles.
The Happy Together tour.
Always.
Yep,
always got the Happy Together
right?
tour.
We get to wrap it up with Kids Bop Live. Who isn't excited about that, right?
Right. You going to take the girls?
No. No.
We took our kids to their first concert at the Minnesota State Fair.
What was it?
Weezer.
What an excellent choice.
Yeah, it was.
What a very responsible parent.
Yeah, it was. It was fun. They were little. Not maybe age 12 and 10 or something like that. Maybe a little younger. But it was fun.
Did they know who Weezer
was?
Yeah,
they were familiar with some of the music. So, yeah, it was fun.
My first concert was also a State Fair concert.
What was it?
It was Clint Black.
Oh.
And I think he was there with Wynonna Judd, if I remember right.
Oh, nice.
But I was very much into country music as my dad. So we went to country concerts, one or two a year for many, many years.
Oh, that's fun.
Saw Clint Black was the first one. Saw Alan Jackson when he was just hitting it big. And, he's obviously a legend now.
Right.
There's no shortage of great acts that have been through the Minnesota State Fair.
For sure. I saw my first concert was the South Dakota State Fair, and it was the Beach Boys.
I love
the Beach Boys. No, they're good. You know what's funny? I saw the Beach Boys down in Florida in Fort Lauderdale, and they were playing on 4th of July, right on like this big main strip. It was really good. It was super fun. John Stamos was drumming for them.
Of course.
Which is so weird to me. I'm like, oh, look, John Stamos. Anyway, that's funny. Minnesota State Fair, coming up, bud. Less than 15 days away.
It's 14. We're exactly two weeks out.
It's 14. It's almost here. And there is there's controversy. Try to hold it together. They're raising the milk price at the all-you-can-drink milk stand. $3 this year.
Get out of here.
It's up $1 from last year.
It's a big jump.
It is a big jump.
It's called a 50% jump, if I do my math right.
I'm not great at math. That sounds right.
That's what the Hennepin County commissioners were looking for.
pretty smart move on their part, by the way. That was just kind of...
We'll table that.
We'll just tuck that away. maybe we were a little too aggressive in that $188,000 a year or whatever they're trying to.
That's fine.
They're raising the price. It costs more to produce the milk. It's as simple as that. Costs more to make milk. Did you know? It used to be how much? A couple of cents for milk back in the day. Where did I read that? Glasses. Okay, where did my stat go? I lost it.
Back when Teddy Roosevelt was giving the speak softly, big stick speech.
Two bits for...
Two B's for a quarter.
I don't know. I can't find the stat that I had somewhere. Stupid. So they're raising the price of milk. I feel like that whole deal is... For sure they make money on that. Nobody actually sits there and drinks more than two milks, right?
It's a lot of milk. You'd have to really pound a lot of milk, considering a gallon now is probably about 350-ish on average.
Yeah, maybe a little north of that. But
yeah, I don't think anyone's going to go through three-quarters of a gallon.
I'm telling you, that's got to be a pretty big – their percentages. And I know they're raising the price. $3 is still a good deal. I'm sorry, for everything else out there. And, the kid wants a $25 ice cream. No, go get a chocolate milk for $3.
You can have
two. You can have three if you want that, kid.
You know what that is? That's pre-ice cream.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's just not frozen, okay?
It's the same.
Nobody, like, it's usually hot. It's just like 197 degrees out there. You're not
pounding milk.
You're not pounding milk.
I mean, the only reason you're pounding milk is if you stop at Sweet Martha's before that and you've got the bucket to share amongst your family or eat on your own.
Yes.
Nobody's judging.
Yes.
And then you need a copious amount of milk.
Yes. And then you're going belly up and you're like, I'm going to get my $3 worth. You're going to lose money on me. You are going to lose money on me.
I'm going to stick it to Big Milk.
Yeah, you are. All right. There's a county in the Twin Cities area that has been named one of the best places to live in the United States. Find out what it is. Still ahead. News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 1:54. It is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin and get a free off installation and labor. Just about 2 o'clock, top of the hour, big stuff. Got Tom Hauser with 5 Eyewitness News. Going to be stopping in to talk a little bit more about Governor Tim Walz and him being invited by Kamala Harris to join the ticket. Been much discussion about that. I took a break from it for a while. We started with it. We had a great interview at the top of the show here at our 12 o'clock hour with one of Tim Walz's former coach mates when they were at Mankato West, and specifically talked about things like what makes a football coach a good leader and his thoughts on Tim Walz and his personality and how he'll deal with others and how he'll deal with the sudden spotlight that's shining down on him. That'll be up on the Chad Hartman page a little bit later, so we'll put that up there. You want to podcast that later if you missed it. Going to talk with Hauser about some of the speeches, which if you've listened the last couple days, they basically have been the same speech. In fact, almost word for word, did their speech out in Pennsylvania on the night one, and then yesterday they were over in Eau Claire, and then they went to Detroit, and so that's their introduction stump speech. But you'll see that sort of change, and we'll get into all that with Tom. And some things that I feel have been unnecessary for Tim Walz to say. Poking a little bit where I don't even felt he needed to be poking. So we'll get into that at the top hour as well. So any guesses in the Twin Cities metro area, and in all of greater WCCO land, one county has been named on a list of top 25 in the United States by U.S. News and World Report as one of the 25 healthiest communities in America. Any guesses? Let's hear it. What do you got?
Washington County. That's my home. Let's
go.
Your
home? I'm sure it is very healthy.
They try to be.
It's not it.
Except for the 3M water. Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he didn't get on that list.
Might be.
Any other guesses?
I mean, Hennepin, we got all the bike trails here, right?
Yep, that's not it.
No.
And it could be anywhere in the state of Minnesota. It could be a rural county.
It could be.
One of the counties, wasn't one of the cities like part of that Blue Zone thing? There was a Netflix documentary about it. Like, people there eat healthy, and it's like one of the healthiest places on earth to live. It's not that county either.
All right, just give it to me.
It is in the metro area. It is in the southwest suburbs.
Carver. Nailed it.
Carver often finds itself at the top of these kinds of lists. They're doing something right down there in Chan.
Way to go.
Chan happening. Another hour ahead. Tom Hauser, Channel 5, coming up. I forgot who sings that song. What a great song.
Zach Brown Band.
Zach Brown Band.
Yes.
Is Zach Brown going to be at the State Fair this year? I don't think so.
Yeah,
the Minnesota
I don't think
State Fair grandstand lineup, by the way, something for everyone every night of the week. It's always such a weird juxtaposition of bands that are up there for the run. You think like Motley Crue one night.
We'll get a hip hop act. We'll get the
Turtles.
The Happy Together
tour. Always.
Yep, always.
Always got the Happy Together
right?
tour.
We get to wrap it up with Kids Bop Live. Who isn't excited about that, right?
Right. You going to take the girls?
No. No.
We took our kids to their first concert at the Minnesota State Fair.
What was it?
Weezer.
What an excellent choice.
Yeah, it was.
What a very responsible parent.
Yeah, it was. It was fun. They were little. I mean, not maybe age 12 and 10 or something like that. Maybe a little younger. That was fun.
Did they know who Weezer
was?
Yeah,
they were familiar with some of the music. So, yeah, it was fun.
My first concert was also a State Fair concert.
What was it?
It was Clint Black.
Oh.
And I think he was there with Wynonna Judd, if I remember right.
Oh, nice.
But I was very much into country music as my dad. So we went to country concerts, I mean, one or two a year for many, many years.
Oh, that's fun.
I mean, saw Clint Black was the first one. Saw Alan Jackson when he was just hitting it big. And, you know, he's obviously a legend now.
Right.
I mean, there's no shortage of great acts that have been through Minnesota State Fair.
For sure. I saw my first concert was the South Dakota State Fair, and it was the Beach Boys.
I'm sorry.
Beach Boys. No, they're good. You know what's funny? I saw the Beach Boys down in Florida in Fort Lauderdale, and they're playing on 4th of July, right on like this big main strip. It was really good. It was super fun. John Stamos was drumming for them.
Of course.
Which is so weird to me. I'm like, oh, look, John Stamos. Anyway, that's funny. Minnesota State Fair, coming up, bud. Less than like 15 days away.
It's 14. We're exactly two weeks out.
It's 14. It's almost here. And there's controversy. Try to hold it together. They're raising the milk price at the all-you-can-drink milk stand. $3 this year.
Get out of here.
So up a dollar from last year.
It's a big jump.
It is a big jump.
It's called a 50% jump, if I do my math right.
I'm not great at math. That sounds right.
That's what the Hennepin County commissioners were looking for.
pretty smart move on their part, by the way. That was just kind of...
Yeah, we'll table that.
We'll put that. We'll just tuck that away. maybe we were a little too aggressive in that $188,000 a year or whatever they're trying to.
That's fine.
So yeah, they're raising the price. It costs more to produce the milk. It's as simple as that. Costs more to make milk. Did you know? It used to be how much? A couple of cents for milk back in the day. Where did I read that? Glasses. Okay, where did my stat go? I lost it.
Back when Teddy Roosevelt was giving the Speak Softly Big Stick speech.
Two bits for...
Two B's for a quarter.
I don't know. I can't find the stat that I had somewhere. Stupid. So they're raising the price of milk. I feel like that whole deal is... For sure they make money on that. Nobody actually sits there and drinks more than two milks, right?
It's a lot of milk. You'd have to really pound a lot of milk, considering a gallon now is probably about $3.50-ish on average.
Yeah, maybe a little north of that. But
yeah, I don't think anyone's going to go through three-quarters of a gallon.
I'm telling you, that's got to be a pretty big their percentages. And I know they're raising the price. $3 is still a good deal. I'm sorry for everything else out there. And you know, the kid wants a $25 ice cream. No, go get a chocolate milk for $3. You
can
have
same
two.
Thing.
You can have three if you want that kid.
You know what that is? That's pre ice cream.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's just not frozen. Okay.
It's the same.
It's usually hot. It's just like 197 degrees out there. You're not
pounding milk.
You're not pounding milk.
I mean, the only reason you're pounding milk is if you stop at Sweet Martha's before that and you've got the bucket to share amongst your family or eat on your own.
Yes.
Nobody's judging.
Yes.
And then you need a copious amount of milk.
Yes. And then you're going belly up and you're like, I'm going to get my $3 worth. You're going to lose money on me. You are going to lose money on me.
I'm going to stick it to Big Milk.
Yeah, you are. All right. There's a county in the Twin Cities area that has been named one of the best places to live in the United States. Find out what it is. Still ahead, News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 1:54. It is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin and get a free off installation and labor. Just about 2 o'clock, top of the hour. Big stuff. Got Tom Hauser with 5 Eyewitness News. Going to be stopping in to talk a little bit more about Governor Tim Walz and him being invited by Kamala Harris to join the ticket. Been much discussion about that. I took a break from it for a while. We started with it. We had a great interview at the top of the show here at our 12 o'clock hour with one of Tim Walz's former coachmates when they were at Mankato West, and specifically talked about things like what makes a football coach a good leader, and his thoughts on Tim Walz and his personality and how he'll deal with others and how he'll deal with the sudden spotlight that's shining down on him. That'll be up on the Chad Hartman page a little bit later. So we'll put that up there. You want to podcast that later if you missed it. Going to talk with Hauser about some of the speeches, which if you've listened the last couple days, they basically have been the same speech. In fact, almost word for word, did their speech out in Pennsylvania on the night one, and then yesterday they were over in Eau Claire, and then they went to Detroit, and so that's their introduction stump speech. But you'll see that sort of change, and we'll get into all that with Tom. And some things that I feel have been unnecessary for Tim Walz to say. Poking a little bit where I don't even felt he needed to be poking. So we'll get into that at the top hour as well. So any guesses in the Twin Cities metro area, and in all of greater WCCO land? One county has been named on a list of top 25 in the United States by U.S. News and World Report as one of the 25 healthiest communities in America. Any guesses? Let's hear it. What do you got?
Washington County. That's my home. Let's
That's
go.
Your home?
There.
I'm sure it is very healthy.
We try to be.
It's not it.
Except for the 3M water. Thank you.
Yeah. It's maybe that's why he didn't get on that list.
Might be.
Any other guesses?
I mean, Hennepin, we got all the bike trails here, right?
Yep, that's not it.
No.
And it could be anywhere in the state of Minnesota. It could be a rural county.
It could be.
One of the counties, wasn't one of the cities like part of that Blue Zone thing? There was a Netflix documentary about it. Like, people there eat healthy, and it's like one of the healthiest places on earth to live. It's not that county either.
All right, just give it to me.
It is in the metro area. It is in the southwest suburbs.
Carver. Nailed it.
Carver often finds itself at the top of these kinds of lists. They're doing something right down there in Chan.
Way to go.
Chan happening. Another hour ahead. Tom Hauser, Channel 5, coming up. Time is 1:54. It is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin and get a free off installation and labor. Just about 2 o'clock, top of the hour. Big stuff. Got Tom Hauser with 5 Eyewitness News. Going to be stopping in to talk a little bit more about Governor Tim Walz and him being invited by Kamala Harris to join the ticket. Been much discussion about that. I took a break from it for a while. We started with it. We had a great interview at the top of the show here at our 12 o'clock hour with one of Tim Walz's former coach mates when they were at Mankato West, and specifically talked about things like what makes a football coach a good leader, and his thoughts on Tim Walz and his personality and how he'll deal with others and how he'll deal with sudden spotlight that's shining down on him. That'll be up on the Chad Hartman page a little bit later. So we'll put that up there. You want to podcast that later if you missed it. Going to talk with Hauser about some of the speeches, which if you've listened the last couple days, they basically have been the same speech. In fact, almost word for word, did their speech out in Pennsylvania on the night one, and then yesterday they were over in Eau Claire, and then they went to Detroit, and so that's their introduction stump speech. But you'll see that sort of change, and we'll get into all that with Tom. And some things that I feel have been unnecessary for Tim Walz to say. Poking a little bit where I don't even felt he needed to be poking. So we'll get into that at the top hour as well. So any guesses in the Twin Cities metro area, and in all of greater WCCO land, one county has been named on a list of top 25 in the United States by U.S. News and World Report as one of the 25 healthiest communities in America. Any guesses? Let's hear it. What do you got?
Washington County. That's my home. Let's
That's
go.
Your
there.
Home? I'm sure it is very healthy.
We try to be.
It's not it.
Except for the 3M water. Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he didn't get on that list.
Might be.
Any other guesses?
I mean, Hennepin, we got all the bike trails here, right?
Yep, that's not it.
No.
And it could be anywhere in the state of Minnesota. It could be a rural county.
It could be.
One of the counties, wasn't one of the cities like part of that blue zone thing? There was a Netflix documentary about it. Like people there eat healthy and it's like one of the healthiest places on earth to live. It's not that county either.
All right, just give it to me.
It is in the metro area. It is in the southwest suburbs.
Carver. Nailed it.
Carver often finds itself at the top of these kinds of lists. They're doing something right down there in Chan.
Way to go.
Chan happening. Another hour ahead. Tom Hauser, Channel 5, coming up.